At the last assembly meeting, municipal attorney Teresa Hillhouse offered her first public explanation of the Supreme Court ruling. Hillhouse's remarks were broadcast live on both radio and television for about 8 minutes. Listening to her, you would not come away with the impression that the city's lawyers suffered much of a setback in Alaska's highest court.
The courts reversed the Superior Court decisions, finding that as far as the language, it wasn't as confusing as some initiatives that come up to the Supreme Court. As far as the process, they noticed that SICA does have some conflicting sections and asked us to take a look at that and clean it up ourselves.
They lost, and they lost bad.
Joe Geldhoff represents Sitkins for Responsible Government.
I think any fair reading of the decision by the Alaska Supreme Court in this case is that the city and borough of Sitka, on two substantive, important legal issues, they got croaked.
Those two substantive issues were that the petition's language was confusing and misleading, and that the initiative was unenforceable and contrary to law. In her explanation to the assembly and to the public, Hillhouse says the remand is a chance for the Sitka Superior Court to now evaluate the case on its merits.
What this case deals with is do the voters vote on an issue about municipal assets? In this case, it dealt with the Sawmill Cove property, any sales or lease of a certain value. Do the voters get to approve or disapprove those sales?
Hillhouse, in her reading of the Alaska Constitution, says no. She believes the transfer of municipal assets, even the sale of large tracts of land, is an appropriation and a prohibited use of the citizen initiative. But is approving or disapproving the sale of land really an appropriation? Geldhoff doesn't think that's what the framers had in mind.
Well, there is an important point there, because Alaska's Supreme Court has been diligent since statehood in making sure that a bunch of folks can't get together in a saloon and come up with a local or even a statewide initiative that says, let's give ourselves a big pile of money.
Geldhoff suspects the city's legal team is missing the point.
You can't just give property to your chums and pals and everybody else because you got the votes. You can't just start allocating resources. But that's not what the folks who are trying to put this before the electorate over in Sitka are attempting to do. It's exactly the opposite.
A couple of weeks before the Supreme Court decided in favor of Sitkins for Responsible Government, the justices ruled against a group in Kenai called the Alliance of Concerned Taxpayers, who wanted to give voters the authority to ratify capital expenditures of over $1 million. Hillhouse has sent a one-page letter to Sitka Superior Court Judge David George, drawing his attention to the Kenai case. Geldhoff says if the city wants Judge George to consider how the Kenai ruling bears on the Sitka case, they should argue their point publicly.
I am not going to respond, nor should I, to a letter to a judge that cites a couple cases and says, these are controlling, you don't have any option, go ahead and dismiss this case. I think it's much more appropriate, and that's what I have asked Judge George on behalf of the folks over in Sitka who brought this case, to set on a scheduling hearing. And if Ms. Hillhouse and the lawyers from Anchorage want to brief whatever points they think are relevant to the Superior Court, then they should have that chance.
Lastly, there's this. Sitka General Code already requires voter ratification of municipal land sales worth over $500,000 everywhere but Sawmill Cove Industrial Park. The proposed voter initiative would have simply put the city property at Sawmill Cove Industrial Park under the same rules. Hillhouse wants the assembly to interpret the current Sitka law allowing voter approval of large land sales to mean advisory votes. Based on her definition of a land sale as an appropriation, she thinks the voter ratification in the current Sitka code is unconstitutional and unenforceable if it were ever to go to the Supreme Court.
Particularly in the last few years, the court's been coming down on the appropriation issue and has been very much narrowing it and making clear that, especially for appropriations issues, that is something that rests with the assembly and it's not to be done by the voters.
Geldhoff is not surprised that the issues of whether a large land sale is an appropriation or whether long-standing Sitka code is unenforceable are confusing. In fact, he's quite blunt.
There seems to be an element of intentionally trying to confuse the Assembly.
Geldhoff says the most unfortunate element of this case is that it is pitting the Sitka Assembly, who represent the public, against the public. He thinks any constitutional test would ultimately favor the people's rights to control their government.
Matter is not technical legal issues, really. The very heart of this matter is the issue of how do you allocate power between the citizens and their elected representatives, and maybe the broad question of who's really running Sitka, the citizens, the assembly, or the municipal attorney.
Geldhoff's request for a scheduling hearing in the case of Sitkins for Responsible Government versus the City of Sitka is pending. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.